Good evening. This is the WBAI Local Station Board Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. Okay, somebody's got something making a whole lot of noise. And let's see if we can... Okay, and it stopped. All right, start this again. Hello, everyone. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the WBAI Local Station Board Treasurer, and as such, I am the chair of this Local Finance Committee, and I will be chairing the meeting. And so what we have is we'll be meeting here tonight. We appear to have a quorum, and the first order of business we're required to go to is to do the agenda. So I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences 5 minutes. 5. Minutes approval 5 minutes. 6. Treasurer's report 5 minutes. 7. WBAI management's report on WBAI's finances 60 minutes. 8. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 9. New business. Okay, so that is on the floor right now. Is there any debate or anything on the motion to approve that agenda?
Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Jim. I'd like to put 2 minutes on the agenda to announce a emergency town hall meeting this Sunday. Okay? 2 minutes.
Okay, so this is to add, where do you want to put this?
It'll only take a minute. It'll be, you can put it up front. I'll only take 1 minute.
How about after minutes approval? Would that be okay?
Fine, very good. Thank you.
All right, so you want 1 minute after minutes approval.
Correct.
Okay, okay, let me write this down. Okay, so you end to that. 1 minute. Okay, so there's an amendment to add town hall announcement after minutes approval, and that would be lasting for 1 minute. Okay, is there any debate or question on that amendment? Hearing. Okay, let me hit that. Okay. Doing things with one hand here. Okay. Hearing none, is there any objection to adding town hall announcement after minutes approval for 1 minute? Hearing no objection, it's passed. Okay, so is there any more debate or anything on the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? None. It's passed without objection. Okay, the next item here is identify timekeeper. Who wants to be the timekeeper? Jeffrey? Oh, Jeffrey, are you there? Jeffrey Stern, are you there? Do you want to be the timekeeper?
Fell asleep.
Paul, would you like me to volunteer? I got my timer fixed.
Okay. Okay.
Let me go get it.
You go get it.
Got it, Mama.
I mean, I could do it if you want.
You can be my podcast.
Okay, so Jack DePalma.
Tell me how much time you want on the clock, and I'll put it there.
Okay. Okay, so Jack DePalma says he'll do it. Is there any objection to Jack DePalma being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jack DePalma is the timekeeper. Next is excused absences. And
Did you call roll already?
Okay, what we've done is we did a preliminary. We haven't done the actual roll call yet. We can do that very soon here. Why don't we do it right now? Why don't we do a roll call? Okay, let me mark that down there. Okay, this will be a formal roll call, folks. Please answer up when you hear your name. Joan DiLorenzo.
I'm here.
Jack DePalma.
Present.
Martin Flynn. Noel Jamison.
Here.
Denise Joyce.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Carolyn McIntyre. Daryl McPherson.
Here.
Matt Mazza.
Here.
Allie Murphy.
Here.
Bertold Reimers.
Here.
Serene Roberts. James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern. Neil Voss. Michael D.D. White. M.K. Williams.
Here.
Let me call Jeffrey Stern again, because he was here before. Jeffrey Stern, are you here? Okay, not here at this point. However, we have 11, and that is a quorum, so we're fine and dandy with that. And at this point, hit the wrong thing. Okay, so this is excused absences. I move to excuse the following folks who have. Oh, let me look and make sure nothing has come in. It looks like nothing has. Yeah, nothing new in there. I move to excuse following people who have requested excused absences, and they are. I move to excuse Michael D.D. White, Carolyn McIntyre, Serene Roberts, and Martin Flynn. Okay. Is there any debate on this motion? Hearing none. Hearing none, is there any objection to excusing the absences of those people? Hearing none, the motion is passed without objection, and those folks are excused. Okay. Next item is minutes approval. So, MK, you have the floor.
Okay, well, we're behind a few minutes. I sent them for April 17th, which was tabled when I couldn't get into the meeting in May. The May meeting, I was unable to access the recording. It hasn't been archived yet, so I couldn't do the minutes for May yet until I get that archived. And then for June 19th and June 26th, I sent minutes. So I sent three sets of minutes, June two times and April. And I sent them on Saturday night.
Okay, so the motion is to approve the minutes.
Approve those three sets of minutes.
Okay, April what?
April 17th, I believe it was.
Okay. And
June
19th.
And June 26th.
June 26th. Okay. Bertold, this is a committee. We don't need a second for a committee. All right. So the motion is to approve the minutes of April 17th, June 19th, and June 26th. Is there any debate on the motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the I'll try that again. Is there any objection to the motion to approve the minutes of those three meetings? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. And there we go. The next thing is a treasurer's report. He says as his eye begins to do things.
How much time would you like, Bill?
Okay, one second. Let me get in here.
Paul, let me make that.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yes. Okay, your thing. Okay, town hall. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. Given the financial situation and the issue of the bylaws amendments down our throats, we have put in an emergency town hall meeting for this Sunday at 8:30. The link to it will be posted on KPTFX. I'll try to make sure that there's a phone number for those of you who are Zoom phobic. And I would suggest that when after our Paul's report, that a motion be put in to deal with getting the financial information from the National Office for May and June, which if I have time, I will stay for that, but maybe somebody can do that. But anyway, it'll be at 8:30 this Sunday on July 21st. And that'll be a town hall meeting. Those are run very differently, a little more free form, and we encourage everybody to come. Thank you so much.
Okay. And one second while I get rid of that. Okay. So
how much time
is that
do you want off your report?
Now it is time for the treasurer's report, which is just 5 minutes. So here we go. All right. Okay, the June 25th, 2024 National Finance Committee meeting was canceled because of, quote, conflict with coordination of other committees, unquote. I do not know what other committees those would have been. The July 9th, 2024 NFC meeting was canceled with the following explanation, quote, the NFC meeting is canceled due to the inability of our Houston station to participate as a result of extraordinary hurricane damage, unquote. The Pacifica Foundation consolidated monthly income statement for the 6 months ending Sunday, March 31st, 2024, was sent to the National Finance Committee, on July 8th. The NFC should consider releasing it at the next meeting, which is on Tuesday. I will see about raising the question of releasing it to the public then if no one else does. We have to approve these things. We can't just say, okay, we're sent out, and then we send them to everybody. Part of the thing is Pacifica Management wants to make sure these things look right because there have been problems in the past where there's been like a little mistake and somebody made a big deal about it and ran with it and got people into a panic. So that's what happens. The NFC has to approve releasing it, and we haven't been able to since we haven't been meeting. So I'm hoping that next week we'll be able to release it. Pardon me. The next National Finance Committee meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 at 8:30 p.m., that meeting will be held by teleconference, and that is the treasurer's report. Any questions or anything on the treasurer's report?
Yeah, Jim to the SEC.
Okay, we've got Jim Dingman. Anybody else? No, hearing no others. Jim, go ahead.
Okay, I would suggest that everybody try to listen to the meeting that occurred in on Sunday. It was quite extraordinary, and one of our colleagues in California felt that the most important thing that Pacifica should be dealing with right now is to pass this bylaws amendment, which, as most of us are well aware, would essentially be a way to reinforce the tyranny of the majority. There was no mention at all of a financial situation with New York or any other station in general. Quite interesting and revealing for you to listen to. So So I would like to make a motion that this committee support having the National Office supply as fast as possible the May and June bank information concerning WBAI. We have absolutely no information concretely about what's going on. The amount of money that has come from the on-air fundraising has declined about 80%. Some days there's no money coming in at all. And it's great that we got a bequest, great that we got these union loans, but you can do the math. That money will only last so long, and then we're back to square one. So, and I don't consider that the rest of the network is going to bail us out. KPFA just decided not to do any fundraising, and we certainly will not expect them to bail us out. So we need to get a really clear idea as to what's going on financially, and I make a motion that we do that to ask them to get us that information as quickly as possible from Bank of America. May, June, it could be expanded. But as a member of the LSD and a director, I ask that that be supported, and I seek a second.
Okay, so your motion appears to be that we request that the National Office release the financial information. How do you want to phrase this?
Financial information for WBAI for May and June. And if somebody wants to...
No, I'll what he said was a bank statement because they're not giving financial information. He said bank statement.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bertolt.
Okay. So you're saying, so Bertolt, you're suggesting that instead of financial information, release the bank statement?
That's what Jim said initially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it becomes bank statement. Okay, so Jim Dingman is making a – Jim, make sure this is right – a motion that the local finance committee. So the WBAI local finance committee requests that the national office release the bank statement for WBAI for May and June 2024. Is that it?
That's right.
Okay. That motion is on the floor. Is there any debate on that motion?
Denise on the stand.
Okay.
Paul, your time is up for the 5 minutes.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion to extend?
Jack DePalma makes a motion to extend 10 minutes.
Okay. Motion is to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, it's passed. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 1934. Okay, so we have a stack. Denise Joyce is on the stack. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Yes, we'll get on stack. Or up all this Jack.
Mario.
Mario. Anybody else want to get on the stack? Oh, I got to do a thing. Hold on a second, folks. Before we go anywhere, I got to make this other announcement. Okay, this is that boilerplate thing I got to do all the time. Okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The BNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Is there anyone here who wants to become a member who would like to let me know their name? Okay, Carolyn Burton said before she wants to be. Oh, crap. But she's not saying anything right now. Carolyn Burton, are you there?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I was muted.
Okay, so you're there. So you're someone who wants to be on. Is there anybody else who wants to tell me their name so that they can become a member, maybe?
Paul, I have a question about the last part of your message. Can you explain that? Oh, the announcement. Does that mean they have to live in the city, in the New York area?
No.
Okay.
Not in the city, per se.
Okay.
Again, it says in the you got to be affiliated with the local station.
Okay.
That's the language they put out. Whatever. Okay. So, anybody else want to become a member? Mario, are you wanting to become a member again?
Yeah.
There he goes. Okay, Mario. Anybody else want to become a member?
Roller derby match.
What's that?
Saying, it's like a roller derby match. I'm coming around again.
All right. So, anybody else? Last call for a little while. I'll call you later. Okay, that's it. Okay, so right now, the people who want to speak to...
It's Michael White.
Oh, okay. One second. Let me put you in there. We've excused your absence, but here you are. Okay. So the stack we have right now for the motion by Jim Dingman, we have Denise Joyce, Jack DePalma, Mario Mastrandrea. Anybody else want to talk about that motion? Okay, let's go. Denise Joyce, go ahead.
I would like to suggest that with the report, that we also get a report from Bob Henley indicating the financial condition of WBAI and have accompanying documentation, bank statements, etc. Because I've noticed that Mr. Henley has been making quite a few statements pertaining to the condition of our financial situation without any real verification or verification pertaining to his statements. So I would like to see a financial statement from Mr. Henley with bank verification verifying the statements that he's been making pertaining to the overall situation of our financial history or current situation.
Okay. So is that are you amending the amendment?
I would like to include that. Yes, I would like to amend the amendment to include a statement stemming from Mr. Henley as well.
Okay. I need some exact.
I would like to have an accompanying statement pertaining to the financial situation of WBAI from our interim general manager, Bob Henley, which will include monthly bank statements or other tangible verification of the statement.
Okay, I can't
that he's
type
making.
This fast. Sorry. All right. You want a statement from
Mr.
Robert Henley regarding
the current interim general manager,
yes,
regarding the statements that he's making pertaining to our financial situation. Because we've been getting quite a few statements that sometimes sound a little slanderous or something. And it would be good for us to hear exactly where he's getting his information from and how he's coming to the conclusions that he's making.
What I have is, let's see, let me read his. So that would be also, so your amendment would be, and to, I'll put an and to in there, and to add at the end,
and
to also ask for a statement from the interim general manager, interim program director,
regarding
statements he's making regarding our financial
condition,
situation.
Regarding the financial condition of WBAI currently. And, of course, if you make a statement, you should have verification pertaining to what you're saying in your report. This is a financial report.
Okay, so we have... So it becomes to add, quote, and to also ask for a statement from the interim general manager / interim program director regarding the financial condition of WBAI, which would include what?
Verifying documentation. You make a statement, we have this amount.
Okay, hold on.
Going on.
Would
include verifying documentation. It's, you know.
Okay. All right, let me put that part out and put that part in. Okay, so your amendment is to add at the end, and to also ask for a statement from the interim general manager / interim program director regarding the financial condition of WBAI, which would include verifying documentation. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, so... that amendment to the amendment is on the floor. Anybody want to discuss that?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, we got a bunch of people with questions. So, all right, what we'll do then is
take a stack on this
amendment
one.
To an amendment. So it's a new thing. So, whereas Jack DePalma and Mario are on for the. Main motion there. No, it's not an amendment to an amendment. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Okay, it's an amendment.
To the report, Paul. That's where we're at.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting it. Okay, so we have that. And what I'm going to do is say that Jack DePalma and Mario have the floor, and they may discuss... They may discuss both the main motion and the amendment. And did I hear Bertold Reimer saying he wants to discuss the amendment?
I just have a question of clarification.
Well, okay, we'll get to you. Anybody else want to debate or anything else about this motion? Okay. So, Denise Joyce, have you motivated it, you figure?
I beg your pardon?
Have you motivated it? Do you want to say anything more about your amendment?
No, just that it be included along with the report.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Next, Jack DePalma has the floor.
Thank you very much,
Jack,
Officer. I'm just going to try to take a two-minute statement and make an observation as well. I want everybody to understand that for the last 4 months we've been coming to meetings, and the general manager interim has not been coming to the meetings. I want everybody to understand that about 4 months ago, the general manager told me when the accounts wound up at the Bank of America, he no longer had control over the bank income, and he no longer had control over the actual payments that were being made from the national office. I think what Denise is trying to present, is the idea that we need both the income coming into the station, that's the bank statement, and also the expenditures or the bills that are being paid, so that we understand that, you know, we're in the red or we're not in the red, because a lot of times the financial information is not just, you know, how much money we're not making, because we're not making a lot of money, from what Jim Dingman said, and I believe that's true, but also we haven't been getting any reports from the general manager or the interim program director about anything, not income, not expenditures, not bills to pay, none of it. But we do get, and this is directly to Denise, we do get a lot of happy talk about all the wonderful things that they have to decide, and we also get a lot of pointing fingers at people that didn't do something that they were supposed to do or whatever, as if they're covering themselves to try to figure out how to make it so that the general manager, the past general manager, no longer is in the position of being the general manager. If we all remember correctly, and I've been in this committee for 5 years now, And a point of information, R. Paul, any LSP member is already a member of the Finance Committee. Is that not correct?
Ex officio.
Thank you. So the last thing I would just say is that I want what Dotal used to give us, which is I want the bank statements, as Denise is asking for. I want the money in the bank. That's what we're not getting from the general manager. And I want him to stop talking about why he's the general manager and not the other fellow is the general manager, because the other fellow was very clear. Once the national office took over the money, he didn't have that information at his fingertips anymore. Thank you, Walpole.
Paul, may I just make a statement? If you're making an amendment, anyone, it's their amendment. It's not what Denise is trying to say. I said what I wanted to say, which I want to have a report from the interim general manager that is currently in place. We have not had one. If you want to say that, whoever said spoke just a moment ago, say that, but don't say Denise is trying to say. I said what I wanted to say. Your responsibility to say what you want to say. Thank you.
Okay. Let's...
May I respond to the rejoinder?
Okay.
Oh, my
gosh. Let's not have a back and forth like this. I wish people would not...
Because they keep using my name. You're making a proposal. Make your proposal. Don't say Denise.
I
don't
want
your
proposal,
say.
Ma'am.
Let's wait for a friendly amendment thing, which
first of all, we need to spend time.
Here's the thing, folks. Let's not break down here. Now, people have said a thing or two. I wish people would just let things go and not say, you know, it is common to say, if X makes a motion or amendment, to say, and I support or don't support or have questions about X's amendment. It's a common thing to say, so it's not a big deal. And the next person would be Mario, who has the floor.
All right, I got the floor.
You have to extend time. The 10 minutes has passed.
Oh, great. Okay, is there a motion to extend the time by some amount of time?
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, the motion is to extend. Extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. All right. Is there any objection? Sounds like
I
Mario,
made a motion,
right?
Denise.
Mario. Yeah.
Okay. Mario has moved to extend the time for this item by 10 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Pass without objection, Mr. Timekeeper. I make it 1948. And now, Mario, go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, question to you, Mr. Chair. You said you clarified a question to you about LSB members are automatically a member of the Finance Committee. Does
okay.
that mean
right now you're out of order, Mario? This is not the debate. This is not germane to the question on the floor. Do you have something that relates to the question on the floor?
Okay, I could ask you that question afterwards. Okay, so the question to you, Mr. Chair, about that is this. Is the request that Jim Dingman made of Pacifica or executive management, isn't it the same? If you get a report, it's a report from the for the station from them? I'm trying to clarify.
Okay, Jim Dingman, please succinctly tell us, would you answer his question?
Wait, what is his question?
Jim Dingman, from Pacifica, of the finances of BAI. So isn't that the same thing?
Well, yeah, they control our finances now. We don't have any control over it.
Denise made a motion from Henley, but if we get it from Pacifica... I'm a little confused. That's all. Is that the same thing?
Well, there shouldn't be any confusion. Denise made a pretty decent amendment, which I totally agree with.
I
just want to get that input to come in. That's all. Anyway.
No, I was just wondering if we get it from them, why do we need it from Henley? Okay. All right.
Well, he's coming in and talking about he's the general manager and the program director. He should be talking about how he wants to generate money and what's going on right now.
Okay, I have an answer to that. I remember him saying in a report to the listener actually, it was a CAB meeting he attended, and someone asked him about that. I think somewhere I heard him say that there's an ongoing investigation, so he can't attend or does not want to attend if people who are part of the investigation are attending. So I. No,
but, all right. Mario, so, did you just say you heard this at a staff meeting?
No. It was either at the community advisory board that we had the last one here.
Okay, that's something else. All right. So you said what you needed to say, right?
Even though I can't vote. Okay. That's it.
All right. The next person is going to be Berthold, and then after that I'll go. Berthold, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, but the question was clarification. You are asking for reports, not statements, because anybody can talk.
Exactly.
So you're asking for a report. So because I keep on hearing statement and report and statement and report, I wanted to make sure that what he's being asked is report, unless you guys are asking for a statement.
Because initially it was asking for a financial report from the National Board. I just simply said, since Mr. Henley is our interim general manager and program manager, we should definitely hear a report from him as well with a verification of what he's saying. Because as Mario has said, there's been statements made on report to the listeners, but that's not the appropriate area to make a report pertaining to any financial information, particularly if there's no documentation accompanied with the report. So we've not had a report from him yet. The National Board will we're asking one from the National Board. He should be included. We haven't had anything from him.
Well, I thought I clarified why he doesn't come to the meeting. But
all right, folks. We do have a time limit here, so we should not eat it all. Berthold, are you done?
Yeah, that was just a question for clarification.
Okay. I'm next here, and yeah, it's a little bit tricky about that because the main thing we want is something from Pacifica Management, the national office, because my impression, I may be wrong about this, is that the interim general manager / interim program director doesn't do any of that stuff. He's going to have to get it all from the national office anyway. So, I mean, I'm not against the amendment or anything, but I don't think he has any independent means at all of producing a report or a statement. He's going to have to get whatever from the national office. So that's what's going to happen, I predict. I could be wrong. Maybe he has. I mean, I doubt if he's using QuickBooks. But he's going to just have to ask the National Office for the information. So it doesn't hurt to basically ask for getting the information from both ways. So I'm okay with it, but people should understand that my impression is that he doesn't have any independent information. So whatever we get is going to come out of the National Office, and that's it. Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how much time do you figure we have on this?
Did you hear me? I'm sorry. 3 minutes, 50 seconds.
Two minutes, 50 seconds. Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to be on the stack about the main motion or the amendment?
Mario.
Okay. I hear Mario and somebody. And who else?
Was Denise first, and then Mario.
Okay, Denise. Anybody who hasn't spoken yet, does anybody who hasn't spoken yet want to speak on this topic?
Jim.
Dingman? Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Anybody else who hasn't spoken yet want to speak on the topic? Hearing none, it'll be Jim Dingman.
I mean, our Paul, this is James.
Yes, you want to be on it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I have Jim Dingman, James Sagerton, Denise Joyce and Mario Mastrandrea. Four is enough for right now, so Jim Dingman, you have the floor.
All right, first of all, there's nothing to stop him or anybody to do reports. And secondly, let me clarify something as a director. I'm listening to this, and at this point, I have the right to go in and tell them, we want this information now as a director inspection. So guess what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a request to see what the hell is going on. And I'm going to do that tonight. All right? So I have that ability to do that. I'm going to do that because this is ridiculous. He should be telling us what's going on. And that's it. Simple as that. So that'll clarify it. And that's it. Thank you.
All right, Jim, you're going to ask the interim general manager, interim program director this? Or the national office?
It doesn't matter who it is. I have the right to go and inspect that under California.
Yes, I understand that. But I – all right, so you're going to ask somebody.
So I'm going to ask national – I'm going to ask Marquisha. I'm going to ask Stephanie. And I'll put him in the record, too. I'm going to make a director inspection request, and I'll watch them stall me and not do a damn thing about it. But that's what I'll do. I want it on paper.
Okay.
That's in the next 15 minutes. Thank you.
All right. I predict he hasn't got anything to give you again. But there you go. Go ahead. Yes. All right. After Jim Dingman, there's James Sagerton. James Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Arpo. This is somewhat related to what Jim was saying. It's been a long time since they took our finances over at the national office, and we have not been getting reports. I'll try to be generous and say we're not getting complete. We didn't get complete reports from the national office. Not to say we were getting inaccurate reports, but we need to have reports. Bertold had the skill sets where he could make such reports for us, and that was very beneficial. Most managers in Pacifica of the local stations didn't have those skills. So, we were able to keep up to a certain extent. But what we really need is, since the national office has taken this over, we need the national, I can't recall her title right now, but Marquisha's title is National Business Manager. Well, we need the National Business Manager to start appearing at least the WBAI Local Finance Committee, maybe some of the other stations who local finance committees, whom she's doing their business management. We need to hear from her. We need I guess it's okay if the executive director comes and speaks in her stead, but she tends to then say, well, I don't have all the information, so I'll get back to you on that, and then it kind of falls through. So, yeah.
Time's up there.
I would like at some point to start focusing on getting the business manager here.
Okay. Okay, so you have let me put something there. Okay, so what's happening is we have run out of time for this, right, Mr. Timekeeper? So who wants to make a motion to extend? I'm sure someone does.
I make a motion to extend 10 more minutes.
10 minutes. And that's De Palma. So Jack De Palma moves that we extend for another 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by another 10 minutes? Hearing none. It's passed without objection. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it exactly 8 p.m. Eastern. Okay. The next person is...
I'm going to recognize just one statement.
Okay. We'll put you on the...
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll put you on the list here. Okay. Okay. The next person is Denise Joyce. Denise Joyce, you have the floor.
Oh, I don't take, 1 minute. First, I want to say I've never been in at a financial meeting where assumptions are made. Second, I think that whenever someone is on stat, from what I understand, it should be going in sequential order. And then finally, those are the two things that I want to say. things should be done with assumptions, our meetings will become like mush if we don't have anything based on facts. And from what I can say, based on what Mario said, that the report to the listener made, Mr. Henley made certain statements that might be breaking the morale of the supporters of WBAI without our actually getting any documentation to the effect of the statements made. Right? So I really want us not to work too much with assumptions going forward right now. We're a financial group, and I've never had that before. All right, thank you.
Okay, next. Okay, somebody's got a lot of noise around them, and please mute your phone if you can. Mario, you have the floor.
Geez, almost forgot what the hell I was going to say. Okay, I got it. The report that we're asking for, it should encompass the I remember Noel educated me, but I don't have it in memory. If Noel can repeat those five things that should be in the report, the accounts payable, and then I forgot the other four. Does Mr. Chair remember the five things that should be in the report?
It's written down somewhere. I think the way things are phrased right now is we would get what we can get. For instance, like a balance sheet. Even when we had NETA working for us, they said they couldn't do a balance sheet because things in Pacifica are strange. And so I think leaving it as we want some financial documents is the way to do it. I think the way the motions are an amendment are phrased, that's fine by me. All right?
Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Okay. Let me clarify the thing I said before. I heard from Mr. Henley that it's a tenuous situation to attend if there's an ongoing investigation, so he doesn't want to, be part of something like that, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm not speaking for him. I'm just relaying my understanding of what I heard. Now, we could ask him why wouldn't he attend, but I will say this. In an email, he also was confused why he was not part of the executive session and invited into the executive session. So there's a lot of this stuff going on. Maybe, we could kind of open this up. Invite him in, and then he, that might work a little better.
Anyway, all right, so we need to stay on topic here. And hold on a second. And now I got
a motion on the floor. Yeah.
Yes, I know what we have. And the next person is Jack DePalma.
Thank you, Paul. I would just like to endorse what Jim Dingman said by the Finance Committee. And I would just like to point out to the Finance Committee that we had a special meeting that somebody didn't attend. We had four meetings since we haven't gotten a financial report from the people that we were expecting it from. And whether we even get a vague financial report or just another justification for what happened months ago now, it's fine with me because I want to know if the station is making payroll. The four things that Mario is missing, are we making payroll? Do we have any money on hand? Have we paid any major bills? Like the transmitter is, I believe it was $120,000 in the red at the beginning of June. I'd like to know if Pacifica's paid that bill. And I just like I would make a motion that the Finance Committee goes along with Jim Dingman's inspector, director inspection, or demand that we get information from Akisha, the business manager, because we don't really understand this, I guess. Maybe I'm the only one that seems to understand this. Mr. Reimers was the general manager, the business manager, and Mr. Henley is not a business manager. He seems to be taking the role of program director very seriously, and raising money is very important. Part of the business management is to raise money, and he tells us all the time he's raised money, but he doesn't tell us how much money we need or how much money we have paying our monthly bills. So maybe he's not doing the business end of the management. And I just think that what Jim said kind of agrees with everything Denise is asking for. And I would just point out that we've been 4 months in one special meeting waiting for this to happen, and it hasn't happened. Thank you.
Paul, could you put me back on the stack, please?
Okay, let me, I will put you on the stack, and I will say, yes, again.
Put me on the stack, too.
Okay, everybody wants to know. Yeah, okay, I'll get you, Virgil. Hold on. Everybody, hold on for a second. Again, we need to keep in mind that, you know, we even asked him a bunch of questions that were compiled and written down, and I sent those to him. And we obviously haven't gotten replies to those questions by tonight. So there's that. He did say he would not attend this meeting because he's doing Pacifica's coverage of the Republican National Convention, so he's got that, and I don't think he's going to – there isn't going to be anything forthcoming from him this week, I can guarantee that. We'll see maybe next week or the week after, sometime in the not-that-distant future, maybe he will communicate with us. Again – I think he has nothing on his own. I think he would get everything from the national office. So either way, we're asking probably from the same source here. But, yes, Jim Dingman's idea of he will do a director's inspection, that cuts through everything. All right, so that's what I have to say now. We have I heard James Sagerton and then Berthold Reimers. Let's go with that.
Noel.
James Sagerton. What?
Noel. After
okay. Noel? Noel, yes, you haven't please. Said anything yet, so why don't we have you go right now?
I believe I was mentioned earlier with respect to a motion that had passed, that was approximately 10 years ago, that requested that the general manager provide members of the finance committee with 5 items at least 2 days prior to the meeting so it could be reviewed and discussed in an enlightened manner. The 5 items were the cash on hand, cash in during the period of time prior between meetings, cash out, outflow, so you would get a net position of cash increase or decrease, accounts payable, what was outstanding, and any bequests or major donations.
So I actually ended up on that boat because I was doing research.
10 years ago.
Okay, somebody has a radio or TV on. Would they please turn, mute your phone or something like that, okay? All right. Okay, so, yes, that's pretty much as I remember it, and that would all be good stuff for us to get. Is that what you had to say,
Noel? Point of information?
Wait, let me see if Noel is finished. Noel, are you finished?
I'm not sure if they're applicable 100% now because there seems to be a lack of information, due to different circumstances.
Point of information, Paul?
Okay, who's this?
Mm-hmm. That's me. That's Jim.
Okay, Jim, go ahead. What's your question?
Noel, could you write that down and send it to me, what you think I should put into a request for a director's inspection along lines of that kind of information you just said? Okay?
I will try to get that out to you. Paul, do we have a copy of that motion that was passed?
From 10 years ago, I'm sure we have, but we'd have to dig into things from 10 years ago. That's quite a lot of stuff to dig through.
Sure. What I'll try to do is get that to you, and you can distribute it appropriately and get it to us.
Okay. Okay. All right.
We'll try to do that fast, because I'm going to send in this request tonight. Thank you.
Oh, boy. I can't look that up. I can't guarantee that I can get stuff out from 10 years ago tonight.
Time.
And time has been called.
Move to extend
okay.
for 5 minutes.
Okay. One second. Okay, moves to extend for how long?
5 minutes.
Mario to dispatch, please.
Okay, hold on, Mario. Okay, the motion is to extend the time for this item by 5 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. We're extended for 5 minutes, Mr. Timekeeper. I have 2011. So here we go, and we have that was Noel. Now it's James Sagerton has the floor.
And Carolyn.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Carolyn who?
Carolyn Burden to the stacks.
Okay, we'll put you on the stacks, see how it goes. Okay, Sagerton, you're on.
Thank you. A statement was made earlier about there being some conflict with the new IGM coming to our meeting because something about an investigation was being conducted. I made a statement, and I'll make it again, that if there's an investigation being conducted, it's very incautious, it's unwise for the new interim general manager to be on the air making conclusory remarks and statements about what's happening in that investigation. We don't know if it's been concluded. We have no report. He's throwing a lot of stuff out there in what I will say again is an incautious manner. And if he's doing that on the air, there's absolutely no reason he can't come here to this committee and either say the same things or say other things or give us the kinds of information that we're seeking and that we need to have to do our oversight of what happens at WBAI. Thank you.
Okay. Bertold Reimers, you're next.
So, talking about information, in March, we brought in 42,598 in Texas, and that's why we started getting in trouble. That was like one of our lowest months. In April, with the fund drive, the special thing we did, we raised 100,406. And in May, we raised 52,804. Of course, there was a lot of checks that came in. In April, 100,000 fund drive on the air. There was another 37,000. And in May, 52,000 on the air. But there was extra money that came in that added up to like 100,000 raised. But in June, since I'm not around, only thing I can see is what's in our Allegiance online. Anybody can see that. We raised $8,673.23. You cannot even make half of a payroll with that. Of one, we have two payrolls per month. They are about $15,000. $8,000 pledge cannot even make half of one payroll. And actually, out of the pledge. It was like out of the $8,000 that was raised, $5,135 was raised by David Rothenberg. As of right now in July, as of July, today is July the 18th or whatever the heck it is, we have raised $4,000. Let me not misspeak so that they don't accuse me of mischief. We have raised, and I'm looking at it right now, $4,554. Out of that, only $2,000. $400 in cash, and out of the $2,400 in cash, $191 raised by others. All the $2,000 in change was raised by David Rothenberg, which is something that we've had going on for a while now. So we are facing an existential crisis. Forget Bertol and Linda for a minute and look at BAI. That almost $250,000 is a lifesaver because if without that, we probably would be shut down right now. You see, no matter how bad my administration was, we always raised enough money to make payroll. Because if you don't make payroll, which is $15,000 and $15,000 to at least $30,000 for the month, you know, then you're in trouble with the Department of Labor. So, as I see it, we raised $220,000. We owed about $111,000, something like that, to Four Times Square, and then the $17,000 current, which means like $130,000 to Four Times Square. We were told that we owe 388 Atlantic Avenue 5 months. Well, I never saw the bills because they were negotiating with the national office, and I never saw the bills, never knew what was paid on, what wasn't paid. But, you know, I had a meeting that it was 5 months. So that's another $20,000. So we're talking about out of the $220,000, now you have like $90,000 left. If we make 1 or 2 months, if we make 1 or 2 months of the health benefits that we're behind in, since underneath, then we pay all the other things that we're supposed to pay, operations, you know, Time Warner Cable, and you know, all of these other things, we are in the doo-doo. You know, we may have to take some of that $80,000 left of that $200,000 to probably make payroll. You know, hopefully, you know, the new administration is raising a whole lot of money with unions and things like that, as they say, because we're definitely not raising money on the air.
Time's up, Jim.
What?
I move to extend 10 minutes, Paul.
I am done. I was just giving numbers. I'm not giving an opinion. I'm just giving numbers. So, you can ask me questions, but I don't really have answers. I'm just
thank
giving
you,
numbers.
Okay.
Bertold, the timekeeper is... hold on, folks. The timekeeper is called Time, and he's making a motion that we extend for how long?
I say 10 minutes.
Okay, let me point out, right now it is 8:18, and we got a, you know, all right, I was just letting you know that it's that time. 10 minutes, you said? Okay,
I said 10 minutes, and I thank you, Apple.
Okay, is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 10 additional minutes? Hearing none, we are extended for 10 additional minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2018. Bertold, are you done?
One last thing. The number that I'm giving you guys, you know, they're not magic or anything extraordinary. I've given you those links before, over and over. It's an open source allegiance, you know, on the website. There's a link, you click on it, and you can look at any month since April 2021, when we got into allegiance to present, you could look at any month. You can break them down by premium. You can break them down by month, and then by source code. If you don't know to see where you're coming from, you can. All of this information is not because I was a general manager or anything like that. These are information that are public. They are available. I have told everybody, including the executive director and everybody else, that all that information is there. You can go in there right now and click on it and look at it yourself as you see fit.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Carolyn Burden.
Would you put me on the stack again? Thank you.
Paul, you didn't forget Mario.
Let's let Carolyn Burden go and her turn.
Yeah.
Carolyn Burden, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. This is tangentially related to Jim Dingman's proposed director's inspection. Number one, when you're not there, directors can appoint someone in the local location of the office that you're inspecting. Preferably a lawyer and an accountant, two people, and one of them should have some legal expertise. That's an aside to Jim. But I am adding something that might be important or might not. I don't know enough about finances to know if this is relevant. But at some point I read, and I'll look it up. I can't find it right now. The funds for all the stations are commingled in one account, except for one station, which does not take part in that number, which means the statistics that we're getting about incomes for various stations, et cetera, are from four stations and not the one station, which should be in the system, and that is Berkeley. Berkeley should not be holding its finances separate from the rest of the foundation. And I don't know what to make of that. I just saw it somewhere, and I didn't know the implications of it, but I suspect it's very important that any figures that are based on station-wide data are excluding the mother station. So I think we have a problem there, and I'd appreciate it if somebody with a little more financial expertise than me could look into that somehow. Another aside, I've done several director's inspections, one long distance. So if Jim would like to talk to me about that, I'll be happy to talk about it. Thank you.
Okay. Let me say that. Let me write this down. Okay. Regarding the station's funds, they are not commingled in one big account. Each station has a separate account or set of accounts in Bank of America, but it's required that they all be in Bank of America.
And it's required, but it's not there.
Okay, if I could continue, I might be able to continue. Yes, they are not commingled. Each station is supposed to have its own separate bank account. I will note again, as I did before, KPFA doesn't want to go to Bank of America. There have been questions of why don't they? It's an open question, and I don't know, maybe one day it will get answered. But the basic deal is the PNB voted, everybody has to go to Bank of America. It's mandatory. And then the executive director early this year, and again, this is in one of the written treasurer's reports, the executive director told the National Finance Committee that KPFA had, quote, appealed, unquote, that. I don't know how you appeal a motion by the Pacifica National Board. I don't know to whom they would appeal it, but they say they're appealing it, and they want to keep their separate set of finances as they've had them for so many years. So this is a bit of a quandary right here. Is the executive director in charge of being management? Does the Pacifica National Board have the authority to make stations do things? The answer to that should be yes to both of those, but it seems as if maybe some group is rather special at this point in time. So we may or may not ever find out what the hell is actually happening there, but we are not seeing KPFA follow the requirement that they use Bank of America, as everybody else has had to switch. Okay. Mr. Timekeeper, how much time do we have left?
3 minutes, 40 seconds.
3:40. Okay. Does somebody want to – again, I'll remind people, we have a main motion and an amendment on the floor. Do we want to keep battering at this, or do we want to get to a vote on this sometime tonight?
Well, Mr. Chairman,
I just
want to
say something.
Okay, Bertold, fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was on the spot.
13 years ago, I was threatened that I would be fired if I didn't get rid of the business manager. They were national. They were going to one account like this. And I got rid of Indra, regretfully so. Regretfully so. And then... 2 weeks later, same thing happened.
you know, I was told that, you know, that, you know, I got rid of my business manager. Talk, that's it. Nobody else did. You know, those people did not do it, so I was forced to do it, and then it was a done deal. Was threatened to be fired if I didn't do it for insubordination. So I wonder why my those people are not getting fired for insubordination. And then I kept the assistant to the business manager, who was Sean, another Sean. And when we had to get rid of everybody else, he had to go. So I got stuck with the business manager. But that happened. So there's a history of being told to do things under threat of action, and then no one else is held accountable to it.
Mr. Chair, I was on the staff, please. Mario.
Oh, Mario wants to give. Oh, is there anybody who hasn't spoken yet who wants to get on the stand?
Jeffrey. I think this
Jeffrey Stern. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Are you
Jeffrey
ready?
Stern.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jeffrey.
I don't understand how the even business manager, I mean, the investment state manager is not being held accountable. What he needs to do, what Sprinto was doing, all right? I don't understand why somebody's not saying, hey, he's bringing money, but he's got a position that requires him to report to us. Why is that not anybody telling him he has to do that? That's my question, right?
Okay.
So that's the question. I think we should wonder whether he's got his job that he has at this point. I don't care if he's getting money from unions, but he's not doing his job. He's just coming to us and tell us what's going on.
Very good.
Right?
Alrighty.
That's it.
Okay.
Everybody, the shop manager, can say, hey, you've got a guy who's not doing what he's supposed to do. Right?
Okay.
Alright. All right, so Jeffrey, are you done, Jeffrey? Okay, we have only a few minutes left. I guess we're going to keep extending. Okay, let's do yet another stack on this, but I have to let people know we're not so much addressing the motion and amendment that are on the floor. Just wanted to mention that. But now we'll do another stack and see if we extend in all of that. So, who wants to be on the stack?
I want to be on the stack, Paul, and I want to extend 10 minutes.
Mario.
De Palma, Mario.
So why'd you bring that? I was on the stack, Mr. Chair.
Who else wants to be on the stack?
Carol.
I gotta leave it.
Okay. Who else I have? Jack De Palma, Mario Mastrangia, Carolyn Burden. Who else wants to be on the stack?
James yep. Sagerton. Can you hear me?
Sagerton. Anybody else wants to be on the stack?
Thank you.
Denise.
Okay, Denise Joyce. Anybody else wants to get on a stack? Okay, that's a big enough stack for a few minutes. Mr. Timekeeper, are you saying we're out of time?
We're out of time. I move 10 minutes more, please.
Okay. So motion is to extend 10 minutes. Is there anyone opposed to extending for 10 more minutes? Okay. That motion is passed without objection. And it's, Mr. Timekeeper, it just switched. I have 20:30. It's 8:30. So here we go. All right. So we have Jack De Palma. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Paul. I went to the KPFA LSB meeting about 5 months after the October takedown of WBAI in 2019, I believe that was. And they were all having a hard time talking about what happened, how the money came out of nowhere to pay for the $200,000 to pay for those federal lawyers that I saw in New York City fighting to take WBAI away from New York City. I remember that very well because when I went to the meeting, they wouldn't let anybody talk
about money, or where did that money come from, or who spent the money. I think the man is Quincy McCoy, and he's since been retired as the general manager of KPFA, and I think the man's name was John Vernile. And I want to point out also that the $200,000, John Vernile sued Pacifica, and very conveniently they showed up with $200,000 to give to John Vernile under the KPFA. We hide money and we don't tell anybody we have money to hide. So I think this is a pattern and a practice, as Mr. Henley says, and I think part of the pattern and practice is to make it look like KPFA does everything right. According to Fred Dodsworth, we owe $9 million, but I don't think Fred Dodsworth has any paperwork on that because KPFA does not have a finance meeting. They do not have a finance committee. They do not have finance reports. They have a business manager that kind of does everything, you know, with the general manager while nobody's looking, because they don't run the way Pacifica tells us to run. So if you think some, you know, some organizations in this organization are treated differently, you're right. And if you think it's only been going on for 3 months, you're wrong. It's been going on for 5 years, or 10 years, or 15 years, that they do everything right, and we follow the rules because they tell us to, and then they show up with money when they want to give Mr. Vernile extra money, and we kind of stuck with the idea that we don't even know how much money we got in the bank because we have a general manager who's not really a business manager who's doing everything that they tell him to do from the national office. And really, his problem is that he's really a program director, and he's also an on-air personality from what I've been listening to. And, you know, what Mario said is kind of true, and what Jim Sackerton said is kind of true. You don't get on the air and say we've already decided what happened because we're investigating things like what's happening. It just makes no sense. You can't tell me it's already been concluded that you had the conclusion because you're still ongoing with the discussion about what we're investigating. And I wanted to ask the UFT to give some money to the radio station. I'm a UFT member. I wish my union would give some money. Thank you very much, Paul.
Okay, next is Mario Mastrangio. Oh, wait, before okay. Mario. Mario, hold on a second. Let me ask, Martin Flynn not here? Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Serene Roberts here? Is Neil Voss here? Okay, just wanted to check on all of that. Mario, go ahead.
Okay. Maybe it's me. Maybe my head is in a bell and somebody's ringing it. Noel just mentioned, and he mentioned this several meetings in the past, that a motion was passed 10 years ago to get a complete structured report, and it hasn't happened. So now we got a guy who's here, and I understand the circumstances. And so now Jim Dingman, because he's the director or whatever, wants to ask, use that title to force or pressure to get a proper finance report. But we have Mr. Noel is stating that we haven't gotten one with all five parts and very well written in 10 years, and we passed a motion. So why hasn't no director of the LSB for the last 10 years made that motion? Right? So here we are, right? And so I'm supposed to, like, listen to this, and then I'm supposed to, like, what, accept this? Like, who does everybody think they are? Like, let me just do what I do, and everybody will think that, Santa Claus is real. You know, I'll just tell them some kind of story. I mean, this is the stuff where they invented that saying, you're a legend in your own mind. And that's it, you know? So,
objection. The guy made his point, and then he's not his story. Let's tell his story.
Listen, Topo Gigio, calm down, Topo Gigio.
All right, can everybody please come to order? Can everybody come to order?
This is your site.
Berthold, Mario has the floor. Let him finish. Okay, go ahead,
okay.
Mario.
Thank you, sir. So this is not confusing. It's very clear to me. And why am I the only one on this committee that speaks up about this? Everybody wants to be so eloquent, and nobody wants to, like, just talk, everybody's talking forked tongue, but nobody wants to sit down and speak big native, and just straight out, the guy said We made a motion 10 years ago. And so now Jim Dingman says, oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Give me that motion because I want to use that now. Well, how come it wasn't used when Berto was the guy? Come on. You know, please. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say after this. It's hypocrisy. You got no credibility. Please. The guy said they made a motion 10 years ago. He mentioned that, I don't know, every year for the last. All right, Mr. Chair.
Back?
Thank you very much. And keep Topo Gigio in order, please.
You keep on repeating, John.
Right.
So, part of us.
Will you keep Topo Gigio in order? I don't want
order,
you talking.
Mario? Mario?
Yes.
Enough.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, Berthold, what is your point of personal privilege? And make sure it is one. What is it?
He's attacking me directly and he's lying. I have been providing a whole lot of reports.
Okay.
I don't put cash flows because I cannot provide cash flows because they are supposed to be produced by the national office who has a financial software. I want Noel to respond to this because this guy is lying. This guy doesn't know how the fuck he's talking about. I produce income statement. I produce bank statement, at least or cash in, cash out, you know, from the bank, and then current cash. Produce regular outstanding payables. So I don't know what this guy is talking about. Do I produce them regularly every meeting, or do I produce them 2 minutes before the meeting? They still produce. They're all in those reports by Paul Martin. This guy has no idea what he's talking. He has no business in the finance domain. He doesn't have a clue what's going on.
All right. That's going beyond a point of personal privilege, Berthold. Okay, I think you made your point.
I haven't gotten
your point. And Mario, I think you're done for now. And another person on the have the floor will be Carolyn Burden. Carolyn Burden,
point
you have the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Thank you.
Please. Yes,
could,
one point of information.
Could you define for me what Topo Gigio is?
What?
Could you define
it's
for me
a little
what
mouse
Topo
puppet.
Gigio is?
Okay. I don't know what you're going on with here. Carolyn Burden, you have the floor. Nobody else.
No.
Carolyn Burden has the floor.
And I want to know what it means.
Oh, God. Okay, go look it up online. I just told you what it means. Carolyn Burden has the floor. Carolyn Burden, go ahead.
Do I have everybody else's permission to speak? Thank you. I'd like to get back to the point that I made earlier about the separate accounts that KPFA keeps aside from commingled funds. I'm shocked to hear that you knew about this all along, and I'm addressing this to R. Paul, and that nothing has been done about this to either investigate it or see or talk about how it has skewed the national data on income and so on. If we're commingling funds and KPFA is keeping it separate, I think anyone doing a director's inspection has about 3 days' worth of work cut out for them to get the exact data on what they're hiding in that separate funding. I'm sorry, but I'm appalled to realize that you have known about this. And yet you never did anything about it.
Okay, somebody's making a lot of noise. Would they please stop immediately? Okay, Carolyn Burden has the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you. And I'm wondering, can this committee please ask Jim Dingman when he's doing a director's inspection, but also the financial people throughout the network to clarify this and give us a separate set of data? Obviously, when we talk about income and expenses for the foundation, KPFA is separate. Why are they special? How are they allowed to keep those figures independent of the other information that you're not getting? I have a feeling.
Your time is up, Bill.
Okay, we've hit the time again. Again, I'll remind everyone there's a motion and an amendment on the floor. And really, we need to deal with that. So We don't want to run the clock out and not have anything passed. So, time has been called, and is anybody making a motion to extend or anything, or do we want to go to votes on these things?
Let's go to a vote.
How about I call the question?
You cannot call a question in the committee. All right. If nobody makes a motion to extend, we will go to votes on these motions.
I would extend to 5 seconds.
What was that?
Carolyn Burden here. You cut me off in the middle of a sentence. And usually it's customary when people call time that people are allowed to finish the one sentence they're still working on.
Okay. Go ahead with your one sentence, please.
Thank you. It is a request that we formally move to investigate this question of why and how and what the effects are of KPFA being allowed to keep its finances separate from the rest of the foundation.
Hear, hear.
Okay. You've said that, so that's a end right now. Right now, there's no extension, so we're out of time right now. So if anybody wants to say anything more, either we go to a vote or we have an extension. What do people want to do?
Go to a vote.
Well, if nobody makes a motion to extend, we will go right to a vote. I'm not hearing anybody.
We're going to amendment up. Well, yes.
Who said what?
We're going to vote on the amendment first.
That's what will happen, yes. Okay, so let's go back to
this.
I have to scroll way the hell up. This is taking so long. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, the main motion from Jim Dingman is that the WBAI Local Finance Committee requests that the National Office release the bank statement for WBAI for May and June 2024. The amendment is to add and to also ask for a statement from the interim general manager / interim program director regarding the financial condition of WBAI, which would include verifying documentation. Okay. We go to the amendment first. That is to add and to also ask for a statement from the interim general manager, interim program director, regarding the financial condition of WBAI, which would include verifying documentation. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing none, it's passed. And so that makes the motion on the floor read: the WBAI Local Finance Committee requests that the National Office release the bank statement for WBAI for May and June 2024 and also ask for a statement from the interim general manager / interim program director regarding the financial condition of WBAI, which would include verifying documentation. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay, hearing none, let me get down to the bottom here and say the whole thing is okay. Okay, that's passed without objection, so we've got that. Has the secretary gotten all of this?
Yes.
Goody. Okay. Yes?
Darryl McPherson, may I put up two more motions?
Nope, we're not in that right now. Right now we have to deal with something else right here. And what we have to deal with right now is that the next agenda item is WBAI Management's Report on WBAI's Finances. Is Mr. Henley here? No, he's not. He said he wouldn't be. So I would say that since he is not here, maybe we just need to go on to the next order of business, which is set next meeting date. I will note that we have new business after that, so there's flexibility here. So there is no person here who can give us a general manager or a management's report. So why don't we just go on to set next meeting date? All right? Okay. The next, let's see. This is July 17th. Keeping the way we've been doing it, I will make a motion that we meet next on Wednesday, August 21st. Okay? So, there we go. Okay, so I'm making a motion that we meet August 21st at 7 p.m., as usual, here on Maestro. Okay, that's the motion on the floor, that we meet next on August 21st at 7 p.m. Is there any debate on this motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to meeting next on August 21st at 7 p.m.? Hearing no objection, the motion is passed. Okay, the next bit of business is new business. Does somebody have new business they want to bring before the committee?
I'd like to...
Yes, I do. I do, Paul.
Okay, one second here. Okay, I hear two people. I hear Daryl McPherson and Jim Dingman. Why don't we go with Daryl, then we'll go to Jim Dingman, okay? All right, because Jim has spoken, Daryl hasn't really. Okay, so Daryl McPherson, go ahead.
I'd like to propose two motions. One, that the finance, no, I guess it's the Pacifica Financial Board continue with statements after June on up to whenever BAI feels that it's unnecessary to have them continue mailing statements to BAI. And two, what was the second one? Continuing the information. Oh, and that all records for KPFA be released to the other five stations, so that we understand why they're able to have a separate bank account and BAI isn't even able to have its own debit card so that it can do purchases.
Thank you.
Okay. Daryl, first of all, we already passed a motion about what we're doing, and I would suggest that saying and going forward we'll always get that. We don't know that we're going to get anything for May and June. I also note that Pacifica has put out only on July 8th an income statement that goes through March 31st. So they're going to, you know, getting ahead of ourselves, why don't we just leave the motion and that has passed there for now and not try to make it something else. We will have time to try to do this at a later point, because by the next meeting, the national office isn't going to have information, you know, going past that date. So there's that. So also getting into saying, you know, we require that KPFA's information be released. I think that has to be out of order. We can't demand that other stations' things be released like that. All right?
Why? Why?
Okay.
Objection,
no.
Carolyn Burton.
Denise
please.
On the staff.
Carolyn Burton on the staff.
All right, Daryl.
You're first.
So that's
I'm next.
All right. So I guess that's a ruling. I think we hear some people wanting to do. So that's a ruling. Is that the attempted motion there? Those two or one or two motions. I'm ruling that out of
I'm
order.
Saying both of them are out of order. Because,
yeah.
Because it will upset the
Denise
the
on
PNB,
the staff, Carolyn.
Oh, God, too many people talking at once. Daryl McPherson, we're trying
ahead.
To hear you. Will
go
everybody
ahead.
Else please let Daryl speak? Go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying to understand why those motions are out of order.
Okay, I'll explain it again. The second one especially, we have no actual standing to demand that another station do something.
You don't have
then they can make a motion to demand that we do something.
Right. They've been doing that all along. They put you off the air for whatever number of months.
God,
what,
you know,
there's
some fine tuning here that we need to
I apologize
to.
If my lack of understanding of what's going on, but I'm not hearing an answer. Why we don't have a program director. I just heard Juliana Furlano said we got to check with Bob before we say something on the air. I'm not in any kind of a mood to deal with this other than, do you want to save the station or not? If you don't stand up to bullies, they will bully. Period.
Well, yes, but you have
so
to do it in an intelligent way, and if you step outside the line,
now I'm an ignorant
you power
person
it up.
Making the motion. I apologize, Paul. Meeting over. I will just be quiet and listen to the wisdom of all the
important. All right. Anyway, somebody else,
how many
who was it?
Do you want
Dingman.
New
business goes to the end of the meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. No time.
Goes to 9:30. So, Jim Dingman was asking for the floor after Daryl.
And then Carolyn and Denise.
Okay, we'll get to everybody, I hope.
All right.
Dingman, yes, you have something?
Also, please.
All right. All right, first of all, as a director, I've asked for director inspections of KPFA, and guess what? I've received threatening letters intending to sue me because of that.
Wow.
And this is the fucking Open Pacifica Network? What a bunch of bullshit. So that's my response to those people who all earlier were saying that. Number two, the question of me asking as if I'm some holy Lord almighty person for this director inspection stuff, that is indeed under California law. All right? So I'm not asking. That is an openness issue. All right? And there's no excuse for us not to get any information. Bertolt knows that I would sit there and break his trust over not getting information from him. All right? And, you know, so I don't want to hear, you know, that I didn't do this or that, because I know damn well what I did over the past 15 years. These people are not giving us information because, remember, there's lots of things going on. Pacifica's mentioned in Project 2025, page 245. Go to Project 2025. They talk about defunding Pacifica, taking away our non-commercial license. All right? That's what they're talking about. So, everybody here, the whole shit could be over in a heartbeat if Trump gets in the White House. And they are wanting to do that. And so people got to be aware of that. And to think that we're fighting over stupid bylaws that are basically designed to take away the democratic rights of listeners is ridiculous. Listen to the KPFK meeting on Sunday. People were sitting there talking about this is the most important issue facing Pacifica. We got millions of dollars in debt. To me, that's the most goddamn important issue. So, you know, like, guys can sit there and quibble about stuff. I don't want to hear people. I'm not going to make comments about management, et cetera. I won't make anything publicly about that. But, you know, give me a break. These guys got to produce the information so people can make reasonable decisions. And at the national level, we passed a motion 2 years ago, a year ago. I passed it to make them give us information all the time about these kind of issues. It's been ignored. The only thing those people understand is political force. And anybody could be in some sort of illusion about what the hell's going on in Berkeley. They just simply have the political clout because of their money coming in and the influence of people. At least that's my opinion. In how they're doing things, that they can say, the hell with the rest of you guys, we're going to do it the way we want to do it. So keep in mind, with the license perhaps getting removed if Trump's elected, and no CPB money at all coming down the road, how are you going to get money to finance the experiment that some of these people want to do? They're going to have to sell us. So keep that in mind. This is all a bunch of crap hiding that basic reality. All right? Don't give me your BS. I can talk vernacular, too, by the way. So keep that in mind. I have no patience anymore for this bullshit. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's do a stack here. I heard a bunch of people. Carolyn. I hear Burton. Who else?
Denise.
Mario. That was Mario. Frank DePalma. Who else wants to be on a stack?
All of these people. Carolyn Burton was on the stack.
Yeah, you're on.
Before.
Anybody else? I have Burton, Carolyn Burton, Denise Joyce, Mario Mastrandrea, and Jack DePalma. Anybody else want to speak during or do something or other during new business?
James Sagerton.
James Sagerton. Anybody else? Okay, that's five. Let's go with them. Carolyn. Daryl. Okay, Daryl. McPherson. Anybody else want to get on a stack here? All right, let's go with that. Carolyn Burton, you're first. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm continuing the conversation and responding to your response. I'm kind of appalled that you think it's a question of good manners not to interfere with KPA's finances. This is not the issue. The issue is that we are in deep financial trouble. KPFA has been fiddling with the figures and the books for too long, and I'm happy to hear that, we have a director willing to go in and look at this. It takes a lot of time, energy, and courage, if I may say, because they're very, very adamant. But I don't think that we need this committee, and I'm saying this to Jim Dingman as well. Directors do not need a committee to conduct a director's inspection. And I'm sorry to disagree with you, but I do think you're quite wrong in saying that we shouldn't be bothered with KPFA's sequestering of money in a private account. I'm appalled, in fact, to hear that. So I'm suggesting that if you don't want this committee to address it, it will be addressed by other members. As a simple member, I have the right. But the directors absolutely have the right without a second layer of opinion. But members of Pacifica have extraordinarily strong rights under California law. And I suggest that we stop being afraid of our shadows and looking at these things and using the rights we have to address the issues. We've been taken to the cleaners too long by KPFA. They're using a lot of money and doing a lot of dirty things, and we need to take them to the laundry. Thank you.
Okay, next is Denise Joyce.
I agree. I have nothing more to say than that. I agree. We cannot allow these kinds of things to continue and expect for a democracy and WBAI to survive. It's as simple as that. We just can't. We're going to have to start to do what's needed to be done. The next person can go now.
Mario Mastrangia, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, I stand. I have been moved by Jim's expansion on and his passion, so I support what he's saying. Jim has always been fair at the CAB meetings, and he's always exposed things that he could have also said nothing about. So I he's clarified his position, and it's definitely needed, and especially with this Project 25, and we're on page 25. Now, what's interesting to me is when Trump was voted out and then said he's coming back, that came to me. You know, sometimes these things come to me, and I said, eesh, this radio station's going to be in trouble. They're gonna do something about this. And so lo and behold, what have I heard? I've heard they're going to go after the socialists, and now Pacifica per se exactly is on in this report or this bucket list. That's not good, and it's not good that I kind of called it for myself, you know. It's kind of weird, bittersweet, you know, because I'm angry about some things, but that's not good. So Jim is correct. We have to get ourselves together to a certain point that should stand aside. You know, Michael White said it, and he said something that I also thought. This radio has to be protected, this kind of radio, because they're going to censor everything else. And now they're trying to knock that out. So that is the bigger issue. So now the test is, with Pacifica and BAI, what was their commitment? What was the purpose of all this? You know, who's arguing, whose job, you know, who got fired, who didn't, all this stuff, the last 60 years, what was the purpose? It leads to this. This is, to me, I think the biggest challenge this next couple of years to the history of Pacifica and this kind of stuff. You know, the right to have people come on and say some things you might not agree with. They're a little further out, but nonetheless, there was a platform that someone could fight to get on the air. I think we need to find out about KPFA and why they're doing this and why are they allowed to do this. They should not be allowed to do this because there's something nefarious there. If they don't give a good reason, then there's something wrong. And then, get these reports about what's going on here. They could very well be preparing themselves for an attack, and then they're just going to fold. That's my feeling, and that's my last words. They could be preparing themselves, Pacifica, for the attack if it does come, and then they're just going to belly up and fold. And that's not good. That's not a good position. All right, thank you.
Point of information, okay. Paul. Point of information.
Who's this?
This is Jim.
Dingman, okay, go ahead.
People can go to the website of Project 2025 and look at that report, which I think is about 900 pages long. And on page 245,
they
deal with a corporation for public broadcasting, and in there they target public television, NPR, and they specifically name Pacifica in that report in what they're thinking of doing. So people can go look at it and make up their own judgment. I'm going to put a motion tomorrow in front of the national board to deal with this issue. But just
can we post that on the website? Can we post that on the website? Excuse me.
I'll ask him. I don't have the...
You know, if anybody wants to look at the... Okay, could I just interject here?
Google. Yeah,
Jim, could you hold on a second? All right. Yeah. Anybody who wants to see this Project 2025 thing, you can go... You could just put it in a search engine, and you'll get there. You can also go to Wikipedia, where they have a rundown of it and a link to the actual place. People might also be interested in, Project 47 or something, which is the official Donald Trump thing that he wants to do, which is also horrendous, but it kind of doesn't mention some of the Project 2025 crap because he figures he'll lose the election if, you know, people realize he's really doing it. I mean, 200 of his people wrote Project 2025, so of course it's something of his. But he has a slightly watered-down version, which is still horrendous. But Project 2025, Wikipedia has it, and they even mention the something 47, Plan 47 or something like that. Wikipedia will give you the links to everything. You don't have to work for anybody or post it in a mailing list, okay? Just letting people know. Okay, so, Mario, I think you were done.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Jack DePalma, you're next.
Thank you. Hello, Paul. Hello, Mario. Hello, Jim Dingman.
I just
want to point out that I've had long conversations with Jim Dingman, and it was pretty obvious when Pacifica juggled Amy Goodman and couldn't hold on to her that there was a problem in the management of Pacifica. I hope they don't censor my words. I thought when we lost the CPB funding, because I have nothing to do with that, Carolyn, there was something wrong with Pacifica that indicated that they really didn't want to, like, send money to New York City or Houston because they thought that they could figure out how to run a not-for-profit without putting in paperwork in California about not-for-profit. in those days. In 2015, Bob Henley told me right into my face, because I was in the same room with him, that, you know, it's the premium is the program, and the program is the premium, and I believe he got let go because there was no money built into that premium plan. At least now maybe we're going to get union money, which might give you more than 20%, 30% of what the listeners provide in New York City. When they took us off the air in October with Pacifica Across America, I thought there was something wrong. I didn't need anybody to, you know, explain it to me. I didn't need evidence. I had clear evidence when I went to the court that there were people paying for lawyers, expensive lawyers in federal court that were getting paid a lot of money. And this, the burning question when I was on the LSB was, where did that money come from? And the answer came out tonight. I said it. You know it. You understand. There are people working in California full-time to badmouth WBAI. There are people in California working full-time to make it seem like Bertolt Reimer is some type of criminal. That's why I dislike when people assault Bertolt with words, because he's always done what he had to do, which is stand and deliver what we asked for, numbers, maybe a little late, but numbers that he had kept a separate book. It sounds like, you know, what the mob does when they run a crooked business, but we're not the crooked business. The crooked business may be an A, or it may be Pacifica National. We had a problem because they kept on dropping the ball with the Empire State Building. They never said resolve it or get off there or get out of there, or so it ran up to $2 million. And we were burdened and blamed for all that millions of dollars of debt. We had a problem when they basically tried to make it seem like WBAI was, you know, in need of a staff reduction. We lost 50 members of the staff, like Bertolt said. We lost Indra Hardik. I knew the woman. I knew the premium people. I knew Avant Singh. I helped them move off Wall Street. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because if you don't see that there's a problem with BAI, Carolyn, and go there and say, listen, we're going to go and storm the KPFA business office or the general manager or listen into their meetings and find out that they don't really think about us as a favor. They think about us as a beggar, that we're poverty-stricken. But we give money to Pacifica all the time. Maybe we don't give all the money they want, but unfortunately, they have been playing us like the clowns that we seem to think that we are, because we can't go to WBAI, Pacifica, KPFA, KPFK, the general manager, the executive manager, the executive director of Pacifica. We only have this structure of the LSB. And unfortunately, I really don't get it. You want Mr. Dingman to go to California with five lawyers that he has no money to pay for and assert what they think is their right to constantly badmouth us, diminish our staff, tell us that we are the reason why the station, the network, the whole organization, not Kerry, not T, the whole organization, Washington, we bankrupted them because Pacifica made a contract with the Empire State Building, and for 10 years they told Bertolt, okay, just make believe you're paying enough money, and it wasn't enough money because people in New York City don't take the promises of California. Bertolt had to take the promises of California, or else he had to do something, and we didn't know what to do, because Bertolt's not in charge of BAI. Bertolt is the office manager, the general manager, the person on site that represents Pacifica, and so Pacifica has been mismanaging BAI, not Bertolt. Pacifica is the reason why KPFA hides money, not Bertolt, not Jim Dingman. And when Jim Dingman presents this, it's like my face dropped when I realized that Amy Goodman was leaving Pacifica. My brain went haywire when I went to Wall Street in 2000 and said, you folks should be off Wall Street yesterday. But unfortunately, the Trade Center came down, the antennas got expensive, nobody paid attention for 25 years there, Denise. For 25 years they've been playing us for fools in New York City because they have the cards, they are running the table, they have the big money, and you guys are making believe that because they don't want to give us a fair shake, they don't want to give some transparency to what they're doing with their money while they insult us, or we owe $9 million, you folks don't quite understand. This is 25 years of the various players in the California
station. Is this 2 minutes talk? I'm sorry, this is 2 minutes talk here. Sorry. This is
right. We're not limiting people. This is new business.
Thank you very much for letting me finish there. I'll stop right there because for 25 years I've been hearing people say that we're the reason why the problem exists, but the fact is the whole organization's got a problem. It ain't just me. It ain't just you that wants to know the facts. It's a lot of people in New York that look at this station and say, what a value this is. They know it too. We've been sending millions of dollars for 20 years. We must have sent $20 million. We paid for their staff. We paid for the general manager. We paid for the rent. We didn't cover the Empire State Building, but we didn't make that deal. That deal was made by people in California, people in Pacifica, or people that worked for Pacifica that walked away from the problem they created. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Ali.
Okay, hold on a second. We have a stack. The next person is James Sagerton.
Thank you, Art Paul. A lot of passionate speeches here. I'm not going to try to match any of that. I just want to put a final cap on what Bertol was saying about the current financial situation and how this motion that we passed tonight could, you know, at least take a stab at helping us do something about it, because what we need is information. We need this information. We need information on our revenues and our expenses, because we're blundering down the road toward another day when we'll hear again that we can't make payroll and that our staff has to be laid off and that our operations as we know them have to be terminated. When we're where we are is, if you don't like how the bylaws are being violated, if you don't like them ignored, if you don't like how management ignores the board, the PNB board, if management has ignored the board's directives, we have to get a lawyer. We have to get a lawyer. We need a lawyer. Talk and internal Pacifica politics is not going to fix any of this in time. I'm predicting, I mean, regular fundraising has flatlined. Our IGM is off at the Republican National Convention. We have very confusing reports about new revenue that's coming in. It's confusing and incomplete. And I'm predicting that within a matter of weeks, maybe months, maybe a few months, this is going to be over. It's going to be over. And we're flying blind without any information, although I think in a way we really know what the information is. Our fundraising is flatlined. Our regular operational fundraising has flatlined. We've got a few grants for some, you know, grandstanding coverage of the Republican National Convention, of all things, and that's not going to go to pay our payroll. That's not going to go to pay our tower rent. So, really, we have to start strategizing and finding a way to get a lawyer. Thank you.
I'll call Marriott to the staff there at the end, please.
We're not taking a new stack yet. Let's exhaust the stack,
okay,
and we'll go on. Next is Daryl is back. Okay, Daryl, you have the floor.
Thank you, Paul. Is there any way, I'd like your opinion on forming a nonprofit that, and we encourage everyone to join Pacifica at $25, even $50 if you can afford it. All right, but the nonprofit would be designed to move around Pacifica and pay all of the bills of BAI first and then move on to Pacifica. Because I think what's necessary is programming on how Pacifica operates. What is the structure? All this talk about it's our station and all that nonsense needs to go away. All this stuff about we don't accept funds from this one, that one, and the other one, you'd accept it if they offered it, for the most part, especially if it was nonprofit money. So what I'm proposing here is forming an outside nonprofit, primarily of people who have money. And when I mean money, I mean a billion and above. And that isn't out of the schedule, because if you reach the right people or you know someone who knows someone who knows someone, you can get that money. And then you, the reason that you're getting the money is that BAI isn't a regular radio station. It's not even NYC, which I listen to sometimes and have to literally have a bucket next to me because of the potential of the conversation as to where the conversation has.
Daryl?
I think they need to, yeah?
You dropped out for a second. Okay.
I was hoping. So what I'm asking is it legal for a nonprofit to pay BAI's bills without going through Pacifica?
I would say, this is a wild guess on my part, but I'd say there's probably nobody on this committee who's really competent to answer that question sufficiently. That's a question for a lawyer. That's a very complex question, I think, for a lawyer.
May I make a comment?
Well, hold on. Daryl asked me a question. I'm saying.
No, I'm about the specific question he's asking.
Okay, hold on. Please let me finish a second.
When you got a request for information.
Okay, everybody wants to talk. All right, let me just say,
Daryl, send me an email if you want.
Daryl, I think there's nobody here who can answer your question. That's all. Okay, I'll leave it at that. Anything else you want to say, Daryl?
Comment to Daryl's question.
Well, let's see if Daryl has more to say.
No, listen. You all have a good time. I'll listen until 9:30 and then I'll do up.
Okay. All right. People want to talk. We'll do a new stack. First of all, could we please let me try and run the meeting? Is there anybody who has not spoken yet who would like to speak?
This is Matt.
Yes, I told you that our poll. This
Allie
is
Murphy.
Allie.
Okay.
Allie,
yes.
Murphy, I told you.
I wasn't taking
spoken.
This stack then. So now
oh,
I'm taking
okay.
this stack. So there you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Matt Mazza, Allie Murphy, anybody else who has not spoken yet who wants to speak? Okay. And actually, I need to do something right now. Oh, boy. Let me do the – okay. Is Martin Flynn here? Is Carolyn McIntyre here? Is Serene Roberts here? Is Neil Voss here? Neil Voss? Okay, not here. And I have to read that thing that I have to read. So let me do that fast, and then we'll get to people. And – okay. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. Pardon me. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. The PNB has passed a motion that, quote, only those affiliated for voting purposes with a particular local station and only that local station may serve as voting members of a committee of that local station board. Having said that, is there anybody on this call who would like to become a member and therefore wants to give me their name?
Our Paul, Carolyn McIntyre is here.
Oh, okay. Let me mark you as being here and I'll do that. Meanwhile, is there anybody who is not a member who would like to become a member and wants to give me their name? Okay. Hearing none, I've done it. Okay. So far, the stack is Matt Mazza and Allie Murphy, and, we don't have an infinite amount of time here, so anybody else want to be on the stack?
Mario?
Oh, Paul, this is Jack. May I please speak to what Daryl was talking of?
Okay, you want to be on the stack? You're on the stack. Anybody else want to get on this stack?
Yeah.
Okay. Sagerton?
Yeah, Jen. Yeah.
Okay, Sagerton's on it. Okay, that's five. We have, you know, not that much time left, so why don't we start? Matt Mazza, go ahead. Matt, are you there? Matt, we don't hear you. Are you on mute, maybe?
How is this?
Matt? I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Recently, walked a check with Henry for $222,000, a bequest. Where is that money? Went to the bank, but he had nothing about it. No announcement, something. Pay the tower, something.
Matt, you're really breaking up here. I hear every other word. Can you make it? I don't know. You're not using a speakerphone, are you?
Yeah, I'm not a speakerphone.
Okay, we're having. You're breaking up.
Okay.
Can you do something? Maybe
this?
Move someplace else.
How is this? Am I better now?
Oh yeah, that's better.
Oh okay, good. So, we walked a check with Mr. Henry for $222,000. Where is that money? I hear no announcement. Well, we're going to pay some of it for the tower, some of it for central services, etc., etc. The other issue is, on this program, it's a premium. Okay, that's fine. But I'm just shutting down everything. It was a drastic drop in our income. A lot of money. Now, Maxine, Denise, and I, we would fill up a wheelbarrow full of books, DVDs, and other materials, and I would wheel it to the post office. This is a communication between listeners and BAI. It's a flow of energy. You cut that energy, you're cutting your finances. So it's electricity flows through a wire. You can't cut it. The lights go out. The other issue is the treatment of David Rothenberg. When you tell him he's not a priority when he complains about not being reimbursed for books that he got and the money that he makes, we lost a lot of money with this policy. And where are we coming from? So, and I support Jim Dingman. Yes, by all means, request that information. And it's 3 hours earlier in California, so just as an aside. So this is it. What about the possibility of hiring a development director with some of this $250,000? We had a business manager, development director, director of arts, director of public affairs. You know, we had all these people. Is Bob Henley supposed to do all these jobs? So that's my issue. Points to ponder. Thank you.
Okay, the next person is Allie Murphy.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yes, tonight in one of those motions, I believe we requested some information about KPFA. About the finances, because I understood that somebody said that they wanted to have a separate bank account. Is anyone here concerned about KPFA having their own bank account? That would mean that they will become an independent station, and they have so many lawyers in California that I'm concerned. My concern is that they're going to take their bank account. And they could go to court and show that they could be an independent station because of their finances. So this is something that we should be aware of, because this is five stations, and one of the stations gets the independence, I mean, about especially about the finances, that would be trouble for the whole foundation. So we should be concerned, very concerned, about them having different books apart from the rest of the other stations. That's one thing. Another thing that I wanted to say is that a friend of mine who lives in Jersey, who listens to WBI, she was telling me that Bob Henley
is giving information that I don't think that he should be giving it to the listeners, because she's very uncomfortable now telling me, and she's she has been a listener for a very, very long time. And being that he's giving this information that he shouldn't be giving, and if he is giving the information about the FCC, he should give an explanation, not just to say that WBI is being looked at by the FCC. He should tell the listener how that whole situation came about, and that is something that he's not doing. So we should be concerned of him doing that too, because I don't think that is a good situation for WBI giving that information to the listener without any without information. Is Bob working for WBI or he's working for the PNB and the foundation? And the main concern is about the PNB and who he's working at the PNB. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Let me clarify for you a little bit there. Yes, KPFA is basically hiding their finances, and this is a problem. This has been brought up here and there, especially on the NFC and at other places. One of the things you hit on there is right on the head. It is very obvious from things that have been done in California over the past several years, or more than several, that there are people who want to take KPFA as their own separate radio station and to hell with everybody else. That is the plan that's been, you know, put out for people before. So that is a part of what this whole thing you're running into is about, is people wanting to take a radio station from Pacifica and make it their own. I personally think that if they succeed in that, the real core people doing that will then take it from the other people who've been supporting them, but that's a different thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, next person is Mario.
Yes, Mario. Okay. That's you just said something, Mr. Chair, that I agree with, following the logic there. This is not good that this is on Project 2025. So, solution. I think that like running, you got to run to this. What Carolyn was saying on the report to the listener yesterday, and I've been saying for quite some time, and just think of this as a different recourse. Yes, get an attorney and go through the parliamentarian way, through the LSB, getting an attorney. But I think we have a good chance of getting a nonprofit to take the case, like maybe even people's civil rights has been infringed upon. And that is this. We should go the listener member union. So if the station is going union and pro-union, then we need to form what I've been saying for a long time, a listener's union. So, but the word member's got to be in there because that's what gives you the rights in California that Carolyn described. I will be emailing her, but I think that all of us, and I will join, Jack, I'll give a check if we form a listener's union. And then we take our grievances to the Attorney General and say, why are they doing this? And they laid the law down for this. And we attack all the other discrepancies, because if we don't, this is what they're doing. Yeah, I could smell it. I could see it now. See, I learn from the educated people, and then my intuition kicks in. And I get the 80% right message. This is what they're doing. That station is going to try to stand on its own, and they're going to go belly up when they get attacked by this Project 2025. It's right there. Now it's up to us. We all, even if you're on the LSB, you're a member of the station. Now, we would also solicit, or I'm sure we wouldn't have trouble getting people to join this cause from the other four stations. So we have to form a listeners members union. That's what it should be called. or something strong like that, and go the legal way, and we can get a nonprofit to take the listeners' concern. Maybe even some people's civil rights have been infringed upon, and that could that we could go that course also. Maybe the NAACP and things like this could say yeah, and then start the process. If we don't put some hurdles, look, if we're wrong, we erred on the side of caution. So I think Jim is right. I think we got to go on the offensive, but from the listener, not from the LSB. We all have to be one here. We all have to be listeners first, and then everything else comes in as one big battalion, you know, or brigade. And so, and finally, I want to say, I said this all the time. The people at BI that I have met through the years are great standing people. We just get a little crazy when we get involved in BAI. And Berthold, I recognize him as a hard worker. I can respect that. I'm just speaking to some other issues and things, but I can reckon Linda, these people are always there every single day, like many other people, and people on the board and their dedication. So we have to come together now. I'm telling you, this is the way to do it. Listeners, members, union. And then we have rights, like Carolyn said, as members, and we try to grow it through the other stations, and we start that movement coming up from the left, and we have the LSB with their lawyers and that coming up from the right. I'm pretty sure Jim could appreciate some military strategy. Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you very much. God bless everybody.
Okay, next is Jack DePalma.
Yeah, Paul, I was just going to say that the idea that a not-for-profit takes messages from people that have a vested interest in anything the message might represent, maybe for civic good, like the city was giving us money, or the other thing, you know, like another not-for-profit. And actually, somebody today on the air said, you know, unions, they got their money too. They're an influence group. They're trying to influence us. And it made me think, because it really is true. And I worked with a not-for-profit for teachers. And basically the idea was that people can give us their efforts, like, you know, volunteer time, or, you know, they can even give us money. We got money from the big hospitals or the big medical institutions for the biology groups, for the teachers group. But it's support, you know, and you don't want to say anything except thank you very much, thank you very much. So, you know, it's hard to say why a not-for-profit can take or cannot take money. And that's what was said so properly, that Bob Henley shouldn't be saying, you know, we did this and we did this and we did this. It's good to have the evidence before you say anything, or the other way around, you know? I mean, maybe you should realize that that's really it's like a sentence before trial, as they said in the Alice in Wonderland. All right, thank you, Paul. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
Okay, James Sagerton, you have the floor.
First for the sack.
Oh, I think we're getting to the point where everything has been said. I did want to just respond initially in a request for information, but I wanted to say to Daryl that we do have a 501c3 nonprofit that can pay Pacifica's or WBAI's bills, and that's Pacifica. It has been done where other 501c3, other nonprofits get on board and try to help be a conduit for funding and such. But when you add another layer on there, it's basically going to be the same people, and now they're going to be doing more stuff with another layer of organization, which can get just complicate things further. So I think, you know, we should probably work with what we have and see if we can make it happen. And again, I think we're going to need some legal action to do that. Thanks.
Bruce with a sack.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Mr. Timekeeper, what is our situation?
I stopped giving time.
Mr. Timekeeper, what's our situation?
35
5 after 9, R4. That's 5 minutes past closing time. Thank you.
Okay, time is up, and it will require a motion to do more than this. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend the meeting?
Thunderstorm here in the Bronx.
If I hear no motion, we'll be adjourning at this point. Anybody want to make a motion to extend the meeting?
I don't know, extend it 5 minutes for final words from people who haven't spoken.
Who's, is that Jack saying that?
Mario.
That's Mario.
Bruce, for the stack, I'll second it.
Well, there's no stack. We are out of time. There is, I think, Mario, you just said extend
Bruce,
5 minutes.
Bruce, for 5 minutes,
I'll fall. Just extend 5 minutes for people who arrived late and want to speak who haven't spoken. That's all, just an offer.
To extend the time for this meeting by 5 minutes. And
my phone is running out of battery power. I may say goodbye.
Okay, so it's a motion to extend the time for this meeting by 5 minutes. Is there an objection to that? Hearing none, I guess we are extended by 5 minutes. It is 21:36. Somebody said something about people showing up. Who weren't here. Is Neil Voss here?
Bruce Grieve.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure Neil Voss wasn't, because, all right. Okay, Bruce Grieve, go ahead.
Yeah. Also, Kay Williams is back.
Okay, well, we'll try that. Bruce Grieve, go ahead.
This is a very practical suggestion. Like something that the Finance Committee could work on or do or promote or fix or whatever. Right now, if you call the 209-2950 number, you get a busy signal. There's no message there. It should be relatively easy, even if there's no staffing, to get some kind of a phone message on that line that says, yeah, you know, we're understaffed. Go to WBAI.org. I mean, I think aside from all the stratospheric arguments, you know, one of the first things we need to do right now is put some new tires on the car and basically fix that phone number for the pledges, because that's 80% of your revenue. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. All right. Kay Williams, go ahead.
Okay, just a thought occurred to me when you were talking about KPFA seceding from Pacifica. We have an email that's circulating from a lawyer in California about Pacifica's not going to dig itself out of its financial hole by selling buildings at fire sales because of it's a bad real estate market time, because they get hung up in repairs that needed to be made that then get taken off the top of the price because of problems with liens on the buildings that delay the closing, and then the buyers want out of the deal, et cetera, et cetera. And the email suggesting that the only way out of this hole is to sell WBAI's license for $30 million. And I'm thinking, okay, if KPFA, I think KPFA is going to secede, but I don't think they're going to secede until they milk Pacifica for every single possible penny they can get out of Pacifica, including the $30 million for selling WBAI's license. I think we should do a little, I think we should get the drop on them, and we should initiate seceding procedures. So they can't, you know, milk that money out of us. That's all. Just a thought. Obviously, we need a lawyer to do that. We need a lawyer to fight. And Jim Dingman was supposed to be a lawyer. I don't know if he ever actually found one. But that's my thought.
Okay. Let me say, Kay, I agree with you. Yes, that's exactly what the plan is, to sell BAI's license, get a whole pile of money inside Pacifica, and then take KPFA out or else wreck the rest of Pacifica. There are several different plans that all sort of basically end up with some people owning KPFA. And it's surprising that some people at KPFA think this is a great thing. They think the people who would do this won't do it to them once they have them alone. But anyway, yes, I think you're right. People want to grab all the stuff. And at this point in time, okay, we've got like 1 minute left. Somebody want to say something?
Yeah, Bertold.
Go ahead, Bertold.
Yeah. So, I don't think we have much time left. If we continue to raise $8,000 a month or less, we really don't have much time left. Maybe we have two more payrolls to make, and after that, we're going to have to get rid of the staff because you cannot have people work and not pay them. That's labor law illegal. The fines are severe. And so they would have to let the staff go. That means they would just keep one person, because you have to have one person, and they would be packing in everything from wherever, so they don't have to use the staff. And because, you know, there would be a legal argument, they would be right. They cannot make payroll, they got to shut it down, because they cannot just go illegally and not pay people. On time, also, by the way. So, I am glad to see that, besides all of our disagreements, at least you guys understand what's going on. I would like to think that I was one of the person who was aware of doing things, because I was an idiot. I was working three jobs to save WBI. When we got rid of the business manager, was making $80,000, I took that job and I did it for zero. When we got rid of the assistant to the business manager, was making $30,000, I also took that job and I charged zero. So that's $110,000 that I saved the network. When I took the job of the operations director, and I did it not that great, but did it, we were able to function, that's another like $70,000. All of these expenses and then the things that Linda did were things that we did to keep this thing going. That's what organizations do when they have no money. They work their staff to death, and then they streamline, and then everybody does work, including the board apps. Reggie and them, they're doing a whole lot of stuff they're not supposed to be doing to just keep it going. So right now, we don't have those people who do those things, but thank God, and I hope thank God, we have the business manager at the national office who's supposed to give us the things that we need. But the bottom line is that whoever we get to replace me has to have multiple skills, and they have to be idiots. They have to work like five jobs and get paid one salary. So that's what we're looking at. And by the way, guys, I don't want to go back in. Even if they beg me to come back right now here, I am happy out. You know, I've spent 15 years. Every 15 days, trying to figure out how we're going to make payroll, I'm sleeping like a baby now. So I'm not interested in going back. I don't want to go back. I will not go back. But what I'm telling you guys, I'm giving you the reality of what's going on, what it is, and we are facing 3 months maximum before WBI is shut down if we keep on raising that kind of money, unless the new management can raise a whole lot of money with the union. And I cannot imagine the union giving us $80,000 on an average a month. Well, that means besides the 23,000 BI body that I built, I can imagine that the union would provide $80,000 a month. When I was begging unions and then working with unions, with Nando, SOBs, you know, and they say, why are we going to give you money? And we know what? We got a $5,000 check here, a $2,500 check there. The unions are not going to be dishing out all that money, not $80,000 a month. So we have to find business solutions immediately to raise money. And by the way, I'm not sure
that easy to raise money with all these new FCC things that have been shoved down our throat to our Pacifica, because it's almost impossible to pitch and raise money. You know, and we know that the show is the premium thing is not going to work. So please, it's more of an emergency than you think. We have to raise money, like yesterday, and figure out ways to raise money.
Okay, Bertold, I think it's not more of an emergency than I think, especially for anybody who wants to read a whole bunch of treasurer's reports. But anyway, we are out of time. Unless somebody wants to extend, we are going to end up adjourning this meeting. So does anybody want to extend it more? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all, and we'll see you next month. And, we hope we survive. Good night.
Thank you, Arpa. Thank you, Bertolt.
We will survive.